With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Hezbollah launched more than 100 rockets across a wider, deeper area of northern Israel last night and this morning. Some of the rockets landing near the city of Haifa, driving thousands into shelters as air raid sirens rang. The medics say four people are wounded by shrapnel in Israel. Lebanese authorities say three people were killed and four are wounded as Israel seeks to respond. Of course, they set off a lot of beeper explosions to kill major leaders of the terrorist group. High insulin prices spurring a federal lawsuit now.
The federal government is suing some pharmacy benefit managers over a system of drug rebates that regulators say has made the price of insulin soar for patients. The Federal Trade Commission says three companies that process about 80% of prescriptions in the United States have engaged in anti-competitive practices that spur price increases. Pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, run prescription drug coverage for insurers, large employers, and other clients. They set up formularies, or lists of covered drugs, and negotiate rebates off the drug prices. PBMs say the lawsuit shows that the FTC doesn't understand how drug pricing works. Ron Taylor reporting.
Venezuela's main opposition coalition wants the U.S. to cancel licenses for Chevron and for some other major energy companies.
The coalition aims to pressure President Nicolas Maduro to negotiate a transition from power. An advisor to Edmundo González Urrutia's campaign made the appeal recently. González represented the Unitary Platform Coalition in the July 28th election. He and opposition leader Maria Corina Machado claimed their campaign won by a wide margin. They contradicted national electoral authorities who declared Maduro the winner.
Jeremy House reporting. This is SRN News. Vice President Kamala Harris is touting her support for the LGBT agenda in her run for the White House. The Democratic nominee is reminding voters that in February of 2004, when she was San Francisco's newly elected district attorney, she officiated at one of the first gay marriage ceremonies in the United States. All the same-sex marriage was performed during that month in San Francisco were later invalidated, a move that Harris has described as, quote, devastating. LGBT activists continue to campaign hard for her. Fewer young people are identifying as non-binary on their applications to college this fall. That's according to an analysis of more than 1 million students who applied through the Common App over 1,000 schools. For the most recent admission cycle, 1.8% of students chose a non-binary gender term to describe themselves. That is down from 2.2%. Experts say this is actually a huge change from the past few years. This is SRN News. Correspondent Judy Walker on a new law in California to protect kids from social media addiction.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signs a law making it illegal for social media platforms to knowingly provide addictive feeds to children without parental consent. The legislation will take effect in 2027. The policies are part of a growing push in states across the country to try to address the impacts of social media on the well-being of children. I'm Julie Walker.
Today is Sunday, September the 22nd, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Scott Baio. Remember him? Well, he's 64 years old. Actor Sherry Belafonte turns 70 years old today, while singer Andrea Bocelli is 66. NFL Hall of Famer Harold Carmichael is 75 candles on his birthday cake. This is SRN News.